Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's another cold start this morning. Our temperatures are down at and below freezing across most of the viewing area. I'll show you why this is the last morning we'll see temperatures this cold for a while.
A teen is in critical condition this morning after he was hit by a car after getting off the school bus. What we've learned about the driver and how the school is responding this morning.
And March Madness is underway. We have reports from Orlando and Denver as Duke and NC State get ready to hit the hardwood. A lot of people have one eye on the television this morning, one eye on their work. Well, I think we'll get some work done.
Maybe. It's kind of part of our job. We can bill it that way.
Exactly. Always happy to have you along with us this morning. I'm Ken Smith for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Exciting times. March Madness also with our weather. Once again, very cold start, but we'll warm up today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're getting used to these cold mornings now.
We are. And then we're going to have to get used to it not being as warm and then cold again. Yes, more March Madness in the weather for sure. Freeze warning in effect again this morning up until 9 a.m. So it's a cold start this morning. It's not as breezy as it was yesterday. So we don't have the same wind chill. Our winds are calm right now, and you can take a live look here at Wilson. You can see just a couple of whirligigs spinning. 31 is our current temperature around the triangle. So the temperature's on the left and the wind chill's on the right. It does feel like 26 in Fayetteville, but that's really the only spot we're seeing much of a wind chill. Otherwise, it's 27 in Roxboro, 29 South Hill, 29 in Southern Pines, 31 in Goldsboro and Clinton. So definitely a cold start out there for you this morning. Our temperatures climb above freezing by around 9 a.m., and it will be a much milder afternoon. Our temperatures are going to climb into the mid-60s. We'll see plenty of sunshine. Of course, we're looking ahead to Friday as well. Friday looks really warm, but we're going to wrap up the day with a chance of some showers. And it, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. A lot of folks may have outdoor plans. We'll walk you through the timeline for the rain coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, today, a school in Halifax County is dismissing early after a student was hit by a car while getting off the school bus. That student is still in critical condition this morning. WRAL's Nia Harden joins us now live with what we've learned about the driver in this case. Nia, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Well, this morning we know that the 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell, he is still in the hospital fighting for his life. And right now we are at his school. This is where today students and staff will have a chance to process what happened. The school will have support staff and dismiss early. And 51-year-old, the person we're being told, Howard Yee, is charged with reckless driving. The Highway Patrol says he was driving a Tesla Model Y when he passed a stopped school bus on Highway 561 and hit the 17-year-old who was getting off the bus. Another student in the neighborhood says she wishes drivers would slow down. And we're working to learn. And we're working to learn when Yee will appear in court. Of course, as we continue to get information, we'll keep you updated. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Halifax County.
And breaking overnight, a major investment bank is getting help to keep it from collapsing as fears grow about a global financial crisis. Credit Suisse, which is based in Switzerland, revealed just after 1 o'clock this morning it will borrow $54 billion to shore up its finances. The move is meant to calm investors and depositors who are spooked over the collapse of two U.S. banks in the past week. While the issues facing Credit Suisse are different than the ones that the American banks faced, it was enough to send stocks plunging yesterday.
Durham police are sharing more information about a man they say was involved in a deadly shooting. Surveillance photos show the man wearing a black hoodie and black mask running away from the scene. The shooting happened Tuesday around 5 o'clock at a busy shopping center on Hillsborough Road. 23-year-old Mario Lopez was shot to death. Police are also stepping up patrols in the area. Coming up in 10 minutes, a store manager talks about what he saw the moment shots rang out.
We're working to learn if charges will be filed in a deadly crash involving a motorcycle. It happened just after 7:30 last night on Yadkin Road in Fayetteville. Police posted this picture to Facebook. Officers tell us a man involved in that crash was found in the middle of the road. He later died in the hospital. Investigators have not said who that man is or what led him to the crash. Yadkin Road reopened just before 11 last night.
Two people are arrested and charged with the murder of a 15-year-old in Rocky Mount. A third person is still on the run. According to records, police were called to the home on Tarboro Street where the victim was found Officers also found stolen guns and drugs inside the home. Police are not naming the victim out of respect for this family. Detectives continue to look for leads in finding a third suspect. This is the third time a child has been shot in the city in the past 6 weeks.
The first round of games in the NCAA tournament kicks off today. Some local teams will kick off their start to journey to the Final Four, including the Duke Blue Devils. Coming up in about 10 minutes, WRAL's Chris Lee breaks down everything you need to know ahead of today's game.
Governor Cooper is headed to several schools across the state to talk about his plan to fund them in the year ahead. The governor plans to make stops in Rayford and Greensboro today. The visits come one day after he released his budget proposal. It includes an 18% pay raise for public school teachers. It would also fund the court-ordered Leandro plan, which aims to provide equitable education for students across the state. Republican lawmakers have called Cooper's plan dead on arrival because of its cost, which tops $34 billion.
Overseas this morning, U.S. and Russian military leaders are holding rare phone conversations in an effort to defuse tensions over a downed drone. U.S. officials revealed overnight they think Russia's leadership signed off on the plan to dump fuel on that drone before crashing into the Crimean Sea. Russia denies that. It's the first direct military encounter between the two countries since the start of the Ukraine invasion last year. Well, gun violence and opioid overdoses will once again be the focus today of a big gathering in RTP. The nonprofit research institute, RTI International, is hosting the second day of its symposium on community safety and policing research. Leaders will discuss how to address gun violence, police recruitment problems, and drug-related issues. You can register to attend in person or online by visiting RTI's website.
This morning, people in the Northeast are digging their way out from under piles of snow. Parts of the region unrecognizable, buried underneath 3 feet of snow. Thousands of people in New York, Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire were without power last night.
Johnston County's Board of Commissioners is planning ahead as their community becomes one of the fastest growing in the state. Members will hold the second day of their annual strategic planning session at Campbell University today. They'll discuss their goals and objectives for Johnston County's future. Today's planning session will be streamed on the Board of Commissioners' YouTube page starting about 9 o'clock this morning. Well, time now, 4:37. A new state bill would require seventh graders to make a decision on a future career. My business leaders in the state say this will help fill jobs in the future. I want to take a live look outside. Now you're looking at Apex. Another freeze warning in effect this morning, but things will start to warm up by this afternoon. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see how our St. Patrick's Day forecast is shaping up.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41 on another cold morning. We have a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. Of course, this is the third morning in a row that we've had a freeze warning. And I know, once again, there are a lot of farmers out there trying to protect some of those crops this morning. Here's a live look at Apex. Temperature's chilly here. It's not as breezy as it has been the last several mornings. So what you see is what you get. But we do have temperatures in the 20s. Yesterday, we had temperatures in the mid-20s because of the wind chill, or at least it felt like mid-20s. 28 in Lewisburg right now. It's 28 in South Hill, 28 Irwin, 32 Fayetteville, and Rocky Mounts, 31 in Goldsboro. So very chilly start this morning. Lots of kids at the bus stop this morning with their big heavy coats on. But we will see some changes today. Our winds shift to southerly. And this afternoon, we warm into the mid-60s with lots of sunshine.
In less than 24 hours, we will know if John Chai's first NCAA tournament game as a head coach will be a win for Duke or an upset loss at the hands of 12th seed Oral Roberts. WRAL's Chris Lee is in Orlando with the Blue Devils. This morning, he's highlighting a freshman forward who's trading in his NCAA bracket for a chance at the Naismith Trophy.
Duke star freshman Kyle Filipowski was only 11 years old the last time Duke won a national championship in 2015. But he had to actually watch the game the next day because, well, it was on past his bedtime. But now Flip is 19 and ready for primetime with the Blue Devils, getting ready to play in the same tournament that he's been a fan of for years. This time, he gets to stay up as late as he wants.
Now, this is the first time in my life in so long that I can't remember that I did not make a March Madness bracket just because I'm so focused on Duke and what we're doing. You know, and if I were to make a bracket, I just pick Duke every single time and not even select who our opponent would be.
Duke takes their 9-game win streak and will go against Oral Roberts, who's on a 17-game win streak. This game tips off at 7:10 tonight here at the Amway Center in Orlando. Chris Lee, WREL Sports.
Well, 11th-ranked NC State will play number 6-ranked Creighton tomorrow. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Denver for that game. Coming up in the next half hour, she tells us about the team's practice today before their first-round game. Well, the manager of a local subway is sharing his experience when a gunman opened fire, killing a man in Durham. This happened Tuesday in a busy shopping center on Hillsborough Road. That owner says he's the district manager for the subway there. He says he was sitting at the window the moment shots were fired in the parking lot. He saw multiple people shooting at each other, and he says one person who was wounded ran inside a nearby store. Eli says normally his restaurant would have been busy around that time, but thankfully it wasn't.
That's a blessing of God, you know. Nobody was here. Usually this is our dinner time. If anybody here in the parking lot coming out from the car or walking in the parking lot, definitely they got hit.
Well, Durham police released surveillance photos of this man. Officers believe he's responsible for that shooting. As for the victim, 23-year-old Mario Canseco Lopez, he was rushed to the hospital where he later died. WREL is working to learn if police have made any progress in tracking down the suspected shooter.
The future of housing in Durham will be a point of debate today. A city council subcommittee is meeting with the Durham Association of Realtors to do a deep dive into the issue. Durham has put an emphasis on housing as the city expands and prices skyrocket. Today's meeting starts at 2.
Scholars from around the world are gathered at UNC Chapel Hill today to discuss the history of slavery and racism in higher education. UNC is hosting the 3-day University Studying Slavery Conference for the first time. It's a gathering of more than 100 institutions examining the legacy of slavery and the way forward. UNC has grappled with the issue in debates over alumnus Nicole Hannah-Jones and the Silent Sam Confederate Monument that once stood on campus. This week's events are free to the public.
North Carolina 7th graders would be required to start planning for a career under a new bill. Senate Bill 193 passed out of committee Wednesday. State workforce leaders say not enough North Carolinians have a credential or degree to fill open jobs here. They hope getting more young people to plan for a career earlier will make them more prepared for work or college. The bill goes before the Senate Rules Committee next.
Dramatic body camera video showing the moment police in South Florida rescued a boy who was trapped in a submerged car. Well, this happened last month near Miami. Officials say the 3-year-old's father swerved to avoid an oncoming car and ended up in the canal. The dad was able to get out of the car, but his son was trapped in his car seat. Officers used their hands to find the boy in the murky waters. He was pulled out, and officers had to perform CPR before he started breathing again.
I felt great. But when the baby started crying, I started crying too, because it was the best cry I've ever heard in my life.
I can only imagine that. Well, the child was taken to the hospital, but thankfully, his dad says he's doing great.
Fentanyl continues to take lives in North Carolina. One expert is calling it the deadliest drug epidemic in American history. Our WREL documentary team took an in-depth look at this synthetic opioid and why it's so dangerous in Crisis Next Door, which premiered yesterday night. Fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin, and it's found in more and more illegal drugs. Parents who lost children to fentanyl overdoses said they didn't even know what the drug was until it was too late.
Our family's never going to be the same. She's always going to be missing.
It's incomplete.
It is incomplete.
I just want this to be something that's not in vain that he died.
Attorney General Josh Stein said North Carolina will receive $1.4 billion to help fight the fentanyl crisis. It's all part of a settlement with the drug companies who started the opioid epidemic. You can watch the entire Crisis Next Door documentary right now on WREL.com.
Well, incredible video out of Olympic Valley, California. That's near Lake Tahoe in the Sierra Mountains. A man had to dig tunnels through the feet of snow to get in and out of his home. Take a look at your screen. You see it right there. The area has had historic winter storms all winter long. In some places, nearly 12 feet piled up in the last 7 days. Boy, the folks out must have not been able to catch a break. Around here, we're dealing with a freeze warning again, Elizabeth.
We are. Nothing like that. I had the pleasure of living there in Olympic Valley, California, right after I graduated from college. And we did have 5 feet in one storm, but nothing like what they're seeing this year. That's just incredible. It is chilly out there this morning. It's not as breezy as it was yesterday, so we're not dealing with quite as much wind chill, but it's cold. We're seeing temperatures in the 20s to low 30s, 31 officially at the airport right now. Our dew point's 22, so it is dry, and we'll see chilly temperatures. We don't even make it out of the 30s until around 10 a.m., but it'll feel like the last several days. It's not going to be as windy, as I said this morning, looking at fairly calm winds until we get to after lunchtime into the evening, and at that point, we could see some winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. So later this afternoon, we end up with high fire danger again. It's not so bad this morning. So if you have something you really needed to burn, you do it in the morning, it's probably going to be better. But even better if you can wait until Friday or even Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have some showers on Friday night. And then after that, it would be much safer on Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures right now, 27 in Roxboro, 28 in South Hill, 29 in Southern Pines, 32 in Fayetteville, 30 in Goldsboro. So it's another cold start. And temperatures may drop a little bit more between now and 7 a.m., which is when we tend to see the coldest temperatures of the day. We still have winds coming out of the northwest, but not as strong as they were yesterday. So it's a little bit more on the light and variable side. But watch what happens as we get into this afternoon. This high pressure system swings by and starts to push our wind out of the south. And notice how the color contours change to red. So we have this warm flow that comes in this afternoon. That's going to bump our temperatures into the mid 60s. It's going to continue to warm us up into Friday until the front comes through. And that will happen Friday evening. And behind that, our temperatures turn cooler again, but we'll be mild for the next couple of days. Our normal low is 40. We'll see 47 tomorrow morning, and then Saturday morning 46. Sunday morning, though, we are back to nearly freezing at 33. Friday, we do have a chance of some showers, and then into Saturday morning as well. Saturday will be cooler at 58, and then Sunday looks nice and dry, but it'll be chilly with a high of 50. That's going to be below normal. On St. Patrick's Day, it's going to be warm and windy. 72 is going to look great, but we do have the potential for some showers. Most of that's going to be fairly late in the day, and we're going to walk through the timeline of that coming up in just a little while. Our pollen count, because the temperatures have dropped, has been a little bit lower. It's still officially high, but it's on the low end of high. And you've probably noticed we're not seeing quite as much of that yellow pine pollen mess around the area. But once our temperatures warm up consistently again, we'll start to see more of it. 72 for tomorrow. Again, we're going to walk through that timeline for rain. I know some folks may want to be out and about tomorrow evening for St. Patrick's Day. After that, the weekend is looking drier, but it does stay chilly for a good bit of next week.
Elizabeth, thanks. Furman University's basketball team is in the NCAA tournament, but there's a little problem. Their band is in Ireland for the St. Patrick's Day parade. Coming up, the creative solution that came from an alum.
And Mr. Worldwide traveling to the Tar Heel State, where Pitbull will be performing in the Triangle and when you can buy tickets. Well, only on WREL, we're getting a better idea of the effect the NCAA's 2021 NIL policy is having on the sport. That's what allows college players to profit on their name, image, and likeness. WREL's Durham reporter Sarah Kruger talked with a Duke basketball player who scored a big opportunity with a major brand.
Spencer Hubbard is a walk-on for the Blue Devils. He doesn't get much playing time in here, but he still got the attention of Degree Deodorant, who signed him to a $25,000 deal.
At 5'8", junior guard Spencer Hubbard says he is often underestimated because of his size.
My story has kind of always been focused around the not done yet sort of mentality, kind of show up every day. And try to get better.
He started off on the basketball team's practice squad and proved his worth, earning a spot on the roster as a walk-on.
My hard work has propelled me through you know, times of adversity.
That drive is what got him noticed by Degree Deodorant. The company awarded him a $25,000 name, image, likeness, or NIL deal as part of a national campaign recognizing the contributions of walk-ons. As a walk-on, Hubbard doesn't have an athletic scholarship, so the money will be a big help toward tuition.
The deal is going to help me take a lot of, or relieve a lot of pressure, you know, with expenses from school, and, you know, just the cost of living day to day, and really help me focus on basketball.
As part of the deal with Degree, Spencer says he'll be posting on his social media throughout the month of March. Now, $25,000, it's certainly a big deal, but it is by no means the biggest. Some athletes are raking in millions. Sarah Kruger, WRAL News, Durham.
So here's a dilemma. Furman University's basketball team is in the NCAA tournament for the first time in more than 40 years. But the Furman band is in Ireland to play on St. Patrick's Day. The solution? Call on a fellow university to be the next band up. Thanks to a fellow alum, now a band director, North Greenville University Marching Band will play on for the Furman Paladins in the NCAA's first round.
Being an alum, I couldn't say no. So it's a great opportunity. Excited for our students. They don't, you know, us being a Division II school, we don't get opportunities like this very often.
Step right on up. Members of the band say they're ecstatic to be playing at the tournament, and they've already learned Furman's fight song. You can catch the Paladins take on UVA today at 12:40. Mr. Worldwide is making a stop here in the Triangle. Pitbull will come to Cary's Cocoa Booth Amphitheater to perform two shows. He'll be in town May 12th and 13th for shows starting at 8 p.m. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. 4:57 now, taking a live look outside in Zebulon. Another freeze warning in effect right now. Warmer temperatures, though, are on the way. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when things will start to change next.
And classes will end early today for students at one Halifax County school after a student getting off the bus was hit by a car. We have an update on the teenager's condition this morning. Also, what we've learned about the driver who hit that child.